This is Apollo 11 interview number 8 with Dr. Kurt Diepes. This is a NASA Apollo 11 news feature from the National Aeronautics and Space Administration. Apollo 11, Moon Landing. This upcoming mission will carry astronauts Armstrong, Collins, and Aldrin on man's third voyage to the vicinity of the moon. There, Armstrong and Aldrin are to descend to the surface, leaving Mike Collins behind in lunar orbit. At NASA's new Kennedy Space Center, Florida, where the flight of Apollo 11 will begin, Center Director Dr. Kurt Diepes is a pioneer in the development of our present moon landing capability. Dr. Diepes recently reflected on one aspect of the space program which he considers to be most important, namely the openness of U.S. activities.
My experience from overseas travels and from talking to many people, and let me say we have millions of visitors who come to the Kennedy Space Center and are accommodated in a visitor information center. We really invite people, we welcome them, and they have to pay a little fare. We tour them around in buses, and we invite their comments. So I can only say that, and of course we had many, many visitors on heads of states on an international basis, many visiting statesmen and heads of states that come to Washington, step by down there for a day or two. And of course we have most intriguing discussions with those people. As a result, I can say that the openness, the open window policy that was introduced with the Space Act in 58 has paid very handsomely in making all these people participants in this effort. And so generally I can say that the open policy that we have followed has gained us a great number of friends and has made a community out of many nations that feel, that live through our missions, glued to the TV and information media, and follow that and consider their projects. Now, it has a disadvantage. And the disadvantage, of course, is that many people say we are in a race with the Russians. Now, there is no man in his sound mind would go in a race with all his cards on the table. And to be classified as participant in a race where one party plays it all under the table and doesn't say a word of what they're going to do, and the other one publish all the results continuously, isn't quite fair. But we have learned to live with that, and so I think the advantages by far outreach and outclass the disadvantages.
Director of the Kennedy Space Center, Dr. Kurt Diepes. Stay tuned for the next NASA Apollo 11 news feature and comments from Houston, Texas on what to wear while exploring the surface of the moon. This is Willard Scott speaking.